You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, David Silva to score and Man City to win. Was 19-5, now 5-1, scored in midweek, David Silva. And Alexis Sanchez did as well. For him to score and Arsenal to win, it was 18-5. That's been enhanced to 5-1. Match that could or will have major title implications, because Manchester City not playing brilliantly at the moment, leaky at the back despite keeping a clean sheet against Watford on Wednesday night. Some people have accused Pep Guardiola of being a little bit too clever this season, Derek, and Manchester City's record against Arsenal isn't good. Generally, City set up well for Arsenal, leave plenty of space for them to operate, and the Gunners actually unbeaten in their last six against Manchester City in all competitions, winning three and drawing three. Man City, Arsenal, Derek, how do you view it?
Tough one to call this. Normally with these big fixes, I always have an inkling, you know, I always have a fancy, but this one, I can't go for City at 6-5. I'm not getting fooled by their win in midweek. It wasn't anything special. Had I not watched Arsenal against Everton, I'd probably have gone for them at 9-4 here. But any Arsenal fan should be worried by what they saw at Goodison. They were 1-0 up Arsenal against an Everton side that couldn't get a win for love nor money. The fans get behind Everton because it's a Monday night, it's a midweek night at Goodison. They're playing a big team. So finally the fans get behind them, and look what happened. Arsenal collapsed. And they collapsed embarrassingly, to be honest, you know. Some of their performances, I know one or two of the TV pundits mentioned this, but it was, even beforehand, it was so obvious. They just didn't fancy it. They really didn't fancy it. I'm thinking in particular of Mesut Ozil, whose performance was an absolute disgrace at Goodison. Yeah, on the ball, he did a few nice things, but my goodness, get a backbone, man. I thought he was a disgrace. And if Arsenal show that kind of, well, I wouldn't say cowardice, that's too strong a word, but they lack the stomach for the fight. And, you know, it's an accusation he could have levelled at Arsenal many, many times over the past few years. Well, City will probably beat them, but City are too short given their current problems at the back. I can see goals in this. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're looking at both teams to score, I can't remember a match that's more likely to scream out, yes, the snag there is you're getting odds on for it. You know what, all things considered, 13-5 is the price for the draw. I can see City being fairly happy with that. I can see Arsenal being fairly happy with that. And I can see me being extremely happy with that if it comes in on 13-5. So, yeah, I'll go for the draw here.
1-2, by the way, it is for both teams to score in the game. If you like over 3.5 goals in this match, that's 13-8. Tom, do you agree with Derek as far as Arsenal are concerned? Or are we reading too much into just one defeat when the only other defeat they've had in the Premier League was the opening day of the season?
No, I don't think we are, because I think it just reinforced what we already know about Arsenal, that, you know, going away at Goodison, you know, a night match, the crowd are up for it. You know, in the end, they're going to struggle, aren't they? Because they don't have that resilience that you need to be title winners. And ultimately, it is what is going to cost them once again. You cannot win the league with the squad that they have. And you think of the teams and the successful sides that have won the league in recent years. They've all won it, and you can point to big characters, big leaders, and they just don't have it. You know, when there's a fight, when push comes to shove and you're under pressure at Goodison Park, you need someone to stand up. What you don't need is a German international and a top player ducking out of the way of headers. I mean, it just said everything. I mean, that message that sends, and also the fact that nobody got a hold of him after that and had a real go, because they should have been. So I think Arsenal are Arsenal, but Man City haven't got any either. You know, Man City are struggling. They look like they're lacking in leaders, and Pep Guardiola is consistently changing the team around. So there's no real pattern for them at all. They're not a settled side. They're missing their inspiration. I said it, you know, on the last podcast that, you know, Aguero is a loss, but he covers a lot of cracks for Man City, and he has done an awful lot of the time for Manchester City, because they are a team that create chances, but the hardest thing is putting it away. And without him, I still struggle to see where the goals are necessarily going to come from. Having said that, there will be goals in this fixture, because as you made the point at the start of this, Man City set up how Arsenal want a team to set up against them, and I think vice versa. So we've had 24 goals in the last six meetings between these two sides. So we're averaging 4 a game. So the over 3.5, I think is bang on, because neither defence can be trusted. Mm. This game finished 2-2 last season, this fixture. And I wouldn't put you off something similar again. You know, the draw and both teams to score, for example, a score draw. But I am with the over 3.5 goals. I can't see anything other than goals. Neither defence will be on top.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey,
Welcome.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.